AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Temperatures have inched above freezing in Austin, Texas. The state has been dealing with a mess of ice, snow, and sleet. More than 400,000 customers in Texas are without power. The cold weather is moving east into New England by the weekend. Punxsutawney Phil is calling for six more weeks of winter.
It's Groundhog Day, which means thousands of revelers gathered before dawn in the winter cold at Gobbler's Knob in western Pennsylvania to catch the festivities. Groundhog Club Inner Circle President Tom Dunkel.
Phil and I will have a little talk, and I will pick the appropriate scroll, and it'll be read.
Club Vice President Dan McGinley read a poem from the chosen scroll.
I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage. But above all else, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
Records of the event, which originated from German folklore, date back to 1887. Government forecasters say Phil has gotten it right about 40% of the time. I'm Jennifer King.
Today at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
Let's continue the practice of the ministry of presence.
President Biden said, in our politics and in our lives, we too often see each other as opponents and not competitors. We see each other as enemies and not neighbors.
And while we have profound differences, the last 2 years have proven we can come together to do big things for the country. We can join hands and get things done. We can redeem the soul of America.
Russian missiles hit residential areas in an eastern Ukrainian city for the second time in 24 hours, while top European Union officials held talks with the government in Kyiv. This is AP News. Australia is removing the British monarchy from its banknotes. The British monarch remains Australia's head of state, but the role is mostly symbolic. Australia's central bank announced its new $5 bill would feature an Indigenous design rather than an image of King Charles. Some Australians support it.
Don't be listening to the monarchy because it's 2023 and it's a bit ridiculous.
And I think that's a really great idea to connect back to Australia's history rather than the white history of Australia.
Opponents say the move is politically motivated. This Australian likes the bill as it is.
I think the Queen is amazing and we should keep her on it in like loving memory of her. Maybe the King could go on another note, but keep the Queen.
King Charles is still expected to appear on coins in Australia that currently bear the image of the late Queen Elizabeth. It's expected to take several years before the new note goes public. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.